This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Had to get the grease gun out and have a grease gun in my hand this first hour, get this bad boy greased. That's what it's all about. Hey, welcome in, everyone, to the Greasy Garage Studio. Here in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. The elevation in Boise is 2730. Looks like the microphone temperature, well, what? 102 degrees. Oh, that's a lot of hot breath right there. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like you're watching NASCAR, but you're actually listening to Auto World, and I got to give you the track temperature. In this case, it's the microphone temperature. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, and you're our great guest each and every week to Auto World. I appreciate you being here. I'm very proud to be behind the microphone and have that grease gun in the other hand or whatever kind of tool. Some weeks I have the scan tool in that one hand. Could be the left or the right. And we help you with your engine lights. I'm here because of that reason. I'm here because I've been doing automotive for 45 plus years, and that means detailing, cleaning, selling, buying and selling, selling and then buying, and et cetera, et cetera. And things have changed over the last 45 years. I started, if you go back 45 years, you think about what type of cars, trucks there were. We, as humans, have not changed, have we? No. Sometimes I wonder, I do have some doctors as customers. And I kind of wonder sometimes, the cars have changed so many times, the trucks have changed under the hood, under the driver's seat, in the dash area, even in the trunk area. What trunk? That's what I'm getting at. Everything has changed. And it keeps changing. How does a technician, mechanic, whatever you want to call me, a grease monkey? Okay. Because, well, back in the day I was, and I am, and is, and all that. I don't know if those are even words, but anyway, a grease monkey. Where did we get that name? Because your car and trucks had grease zerks on everything that turned. Today, grease guns? Good luck trying to find one. They're not there. They're gone. Who cares if there's grease in the ball joint? We don't care. How about the tie rod end? Nah, steering link? Steering, all the steering linkage? No, who needs grease zerk? Who needs a grease zerk to put grease in there? Nah. Well, if you think about that for just half a second, which is quite a bit of time on radio, when you ask yourself, hey, Mark, how's that 1916 Chevrolet running? What? It's running still. Yes, a 1916 Chevrolet is still running. Why? It's got grease zerks. Grease bowls, actually. Yes. They didn't have a grease zerk back in 1916, but they had grease bowls. No, it's not something you put your Fruit Loops in and pour milk in and eat out of it. It's a bowl. You unscrew the very, very, very expensive pewter. It's pewter metal, folks. Very expensive. And it has a D on it for Detroit. They were very proud. Chevrolet was, General Motors. They're still proud today, but things have changed a little bit, of course, as you know. But you unscrew the bowl, and you put grease in there, and you squish it in there with this very special grease gun, and everything got grease in that way. Mark Evans, which that's who I am, never has to replace a 1916 Kingpin. Oh, there's a good trivia question. We'll do that later. But here today on Auto World, you're listening to the second hour, and thank you. Appreciate that for you. Folks that are listening on affiliates that could be delayed, that means you might be listening to me and Auto World on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and, you know, that's fantastic. You could be listening to me on your lunch hour or you're having your afternoon snack right now. Thank you. And you want to call in, and you call our number since 1992 is 855-660-4261, and there's no answer. That means you're on a delayed station. What I want you to do is write this email down, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and email me. And some of our emails that I share on the air are delayed. You're listening to me on a delayed station, and I still will answer you and still get back to you and still make sure that we can get your, well, let's not call it problems, but you know those challenges you have with your automobile called the ball joints out, the tie rod ends out, maybe the steering link's gone, okay? Okay, we'll get it fixed. Today here on Auto World, the second hour, yes, we're going to go up the list. We're continuing that list. That list is of the EVs, the electric vehicles that have the range, find the range number, meaning that I'm going to get to the third hour. The EPA has approved a vehicle manufacturer and a model that has the highest range number-wise. You can go this many miles in this EV, EPA said, and I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a learning lesson on how they tested it. Because some of you might think that, well, then how did the EPA test it? Did they get in all of these EVs you're talking about, Mark, and just drive them down the road in Nevada and Wyoming, or where? Well, I'm going to share that with you also at the end of the list. So we're going starting at the bottom of the list. We're going to end up at the end, which is at the top of the line. You're going to find out who's the winner of the EPA-approved EV range. That'll be fun, of course. And we're going to get to the twins this second hour. The twins? What? Oh, yeah. The Blue Oval City coming your way, and they're spending $11 billion. Who is it? You're going to find out. Think about that oval, first off. Blue City Oval. Blue Oval City is what they're calling it. But first and foremost, folks, and your emails are coming in, we're going to answer those. And I have, yes, the second hour here. Looks like, yes, I have trivia throughout the whole entire hour. And let's get to a trivia question for you, though, okay? I like to do trivia to share with you, but this trivia is for you to answer. When you answer the trivia, you're going to end up with a lot of great broken windshields, some rusty hubcaps, and some tires that have the steel belt showing. No, you're going to get some great detail type of gifts from Mothers and Meguiar's and Solution Finish. And in the summer, I'm throwing in there a bottle of Stay Clean for your lawnmower. But when things change in the weather, I always have a little gift surprise for you that's a little bit different that helps you. Like the last gentleman's going to get a tube of dielectric grease. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Automotive, Auto World right here. So here's your question, trivia question, that is, for Auto World this second hour, this week. What was the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles? No multiple guess. Just think about what was the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles. Some of you are so young, you might not have ever heard of a cassette. So I'm going to say it this way to help you answer that, to get some great detail gifts for whatever you might be driving. Inside detailing and outside of your car detailing and your truck. A cassette player was, well, we had 8 tracks to listen to music and listen to me on the radio. You had the AM and the FM, and then you had the 8-track tape to listen to your music, and then the cassette came along, and you pushed the cassette in there to listen to your music. That's what that is. Then the CDs came along, and then the MP3s, etc. So here we are. What was the last automaker to offer the cassette players in their vehicles? 855-660-4261. And my email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Oh, yeah. We got a gentleman standing in for Axelrod Alex, Bentley Brad. Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's got a Bentley. Those are beautiful. Cherry carved wood down the center console. Cherry carved Bentley dash. Oh, yeah. Bentley Brian will take your call. He's sitting behind that 22 feet long. I think it's 22 foot. Yeah, I think it is. 12 feet wide, I think. GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good right here on Auto World. We're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to have fun with a special person, too. You are invited, like you are right now. Again, Breezometer. Do you have one? Are you looking for one? What that gets down to is, does your car pass the smell test? We're going to come back from the break, talk a little bit about that. But most of all, you are the star of the show. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails. Facebook, message me. Mark Evans, my Facebook address. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bye.
Careful, that whistle coming at you behind you. Oh, and those lights are flashing. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Appreciate you. I salute you for that. Thank you. Gives me, I'm getting goosebumps on my arms right now just thinking of you sitting there enjoying the show and taking time out of your life to join us here in the grandstands, of course, looking down on the drag strip. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, it is time now to have fun with...
Here's something that's a little fun. If you're driving along and someone's driving along next to you in the next lane, you say, pull over, pull over, pull over. He pulls over, you keep going.
Let him park a while and think it over. Hey, it's certainly none of your concern.
See, this is what the show's all about, is having fun. So if you ever want to do that, that's George Carlin, by the way. I enjoyed his clips and what he did and what he talked about in everything around the Auto World, two names, Auto World, so we always like to have fun here. Here on Auto World, the second hour, we're going up the list. EPA has approved the longest-ranged EV with the high numbers. That range means miles. We've already done 10. Let's go up the list some more from the bottom. The bottom one was the Mini Cooper Electric. Okay, let's get to number 10. Looks like the Audi RS e-tron GT. 232 miles range on that EV. The Jaguar I-Pace is 234. So I'm going up in numbers here, Shane. We're getting to the top one here pretty soon. On the third hour, we'll be announcing that to you. Now, let's go on up from the Jaguar I-Pace. It is the Audi e-tron GT's 239-mile range. The Kia EV, 239 miles. The Ford Mustang Mach-E Select. I know you've been waiting for that one. And that range for the Ford Mustang Mach-E Select is 211 miles. We're talking about range on EVs. Of course, some of you own those. That's what you shop for. You're shopping for as far as you can get, how many miles you can get on a full charge. A lot of you have asked, of course, through emails and through our phone number here in Auto World about what would be a good range, Mark. How and what does it matter if it's sitting in traffic? We talked about that with the air conditioning on. And Trey, one of our charter members in Southern Illinois, called in and shared that and helped us. And that's what it's all about. That's what this show's all about. Two heads are always better than one. In this case, it might be a couple million heads. And that's what's even better. Oh, yeah. Go over to my Facebook page, folks. I welcome you to go look at some photos. We'll be talking a little bit about that. We got a one photo over there at Facebook. My address is Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the microphone. Friend me if you want. Please do. I'll friend you back. We can be friends. You can Facebook message me, of course, through there. And my Instagram account is Auto World Media. Some nice, fun pictures there we're going to get to. One is talking about, will it float or will it sink? We can get that to that here in a little bit. And also the other photo is a lot of smoke. So ask yourself, does yours pass the smell test? Do you have the breezometer? That's coming up after this next break. And, of course, we are going to stand up here the second hour and stand up and talk a little bit about why we're saluting this car company. But right now, let's get to something that has happened this last week. It's the Twins. $11 billion. What? Have you heard about the Blue Oval City that Ford's doing? Oh, yeah, the Ford Oval. Yes, that's why they're calling it the Blue Oval City. Back in May, the automaker Ford, of course, announced plans to launch an all-electric version of the familiar F-150 pickup. You might own one right now, the Lightning. Weeks later, of course, it more than doubled its EV investment plans to $30 billion by 2025. Earlier this month, though, they said they doubled the capacity of the Lightning plant, that's the F-150 Lightning, due to high demand. That means that you're loving it. Well, the big news this last week, folks, is $11.4 billion investment is planned to create both Blue Oval City, a ground-up assembly complex near Memphis, along with twin battery plants, that's where the twins come from, twin battery plants in the nearby Kentucky area, Blue, and they're going to call it Blue Oval City. It will sprawl across, get this, listen up, right here, right now, $11.4 billion. It's going to, the Blue Oval City is going to sprawl across 6 square miles. Okay, I guess you could call it a city. That's a pretty good size. It's a lot bigger than my backyard. Making it not only Ford's largest ever assembly operation, but also its first all-new plant in the United States in nearly 3 decades. Let me add this to this. Right here, this fresh news from Ford here on Auto World. It's the single largest investment Ford has ever done. I think Henry Ford's proud of us. In fact, I know he is. Batteries are very heavy, aren't they? Shipping, not. See, that's why they're building this. They can't buy batteries from somebody else and, oh, just ship those batteries in for our trucks and our cars. No, that's why they're doing two twins battery plants. The neatest and the best thing about all this is they're looking at hiring 11,000 of us. 11,000. Where? United States. Let's give them a hand. That's, I salute you, Ford. 11,000 of you. The F-150 Lightnings, by the way, they've got over 150,000 orders. The Mach-E, the reservations on the Mach-E, sold out. Yes, they're short of chips, and you know what the chips are. That's electrical components. I mean, a lot of us, we've been talking a little bit about the chips I have anyway, and the computers. Well, electrical components run off chips. No, it's not Chips Ahoy, chocolate chip cookies, semiconductors, folks. They're a little short, but they're talking about they're going to be short until the end of the year, and then it's coming back hard, because we're back. All of us, we're going to be building them, so they're going to come back with a vengeance, and they're doing the Blue Oval City out of Tennessee. Congratulations to you folks in Kentucky and Memphis, Tennessee. They're to be part of that. I'm sure a lot of you are that are listening or have knocked on their door and put your name in to work in the Blue Oval City. Congratulations! Right here from Auto World and all our listeners. We salute you! I'm Mark Evans. We're going to talk about, are they going to sink or float when we return from the secret sauce from our sponsors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will make the case for his economic agenda by traveling to different cities and speaking directly to the American people and answering their questions. He's also in contact with members of Congress.
Biden's going to work like hell to make sure we get both these passed. I think we will get them passed. Well, I'll be on the phone with them a lot.
Last week, the House delayed a vote on a bipartisan infrastructure package after progressives refused to get behind it unless a social spending bill was also agreed to. No Republicans support that bill.
We're going to get out and let the American people know how dangerous the policies are in this bill that will put government more in control of your lives from cradle to grave. That's the vision that they've cast.
Congressman Jim Banks on Fox. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's hoping to pass the infrastructure bill by the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. That's Auto World. Hey, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for tuning in and listening in. Hey, I shot out a trivia question there for you, each and every one of you, to answer to get some great gifts for your car, inside and out, detailing type of gifts. I want you to look good so when you show up, you're looking good. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. That trivia question is, what was the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles? 855-660-4261. Bentley Brad is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Use that cell phone. Use it as a microphone. Let's hear from you. Our email address since, well, back, I think I got that email actually back in 1990. Way back when. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. You can also Facebook message me. My address there is Mark Evans. And I welcome each and every one of you over there to Auto World Radio Facebook page, and you'll enjoy what we've got going on there. Now, with that said, Nancy gets me on actually email, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, out of Burley, Idaho. That's not too far from our studio here at the Auto World Plaza in Boise. Nancy, you're only a couple hours away, and appreciate you. And let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Burley, Twin Falls, Rupert, and Oakley, Idaho, and everybody in between. That would be a shout-out to KBAR AM 1230. Appreciate you guys. It's a great station. And Nancy, you say the car manufacturer that had the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles was Chevrolet. Nancy, oh, man, you're so close. No, but we, no, we, that's not it, Nancy, but I do have some parting gifts for you, definitely, more than likely. I'm going to also throw in, what would you like? Let's see here. You need a cassette. Well, I don't have a cassette player, but I'm going to throw in. What kind of music do you like? Nancy, I can throw in a cassette tape. Do you have a cassette player? Anyway, send me back an email, and I'll shoot you some gifts over, and thank you. Now we can cross Chevrolet off the list of what was the last automaker to offer cassette players in their vehicles. 855-660-4261. And remember now, write this down, just memorize it. It's easy. Auto World Radio. That's who you're listening to. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. With that said, let's go now to one of our charter members in Southern Illinois. Hi, Trey. How are you today?
Hey, Mark. Doing great. I got a three-part question, if you got a second.
Oh, heck, I got more than that for you, Trey. Good to have you along.
Ditto, brother. I'm going to check. You know, all my vehicles have well over 100,000 miles on them. So I'm going to check the differential fluid in my all-wheel drives on the Cadillac Escalade and on the little Honda Element.
Okay, good.
Okay, so do I do this? I know to undo the fill bolt first, been there, done that, and check it, but do you want me to completely drain it and put in the recommended fluid, or do you want me just to check the level, or do you want me drain it with the recommended fluid and then halfway and then put an additive in it? So that's my three-part question.
Oh, Trey, that is perfect. Thank you. I mean, you hit, my goodness, I think you had three nails. You hit each one of them on the head. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Now, you bet. And that's the thing. Those are questions that everybody has with brake fluid, too, Trey. So this is actually something that we can, what I'm saying is for brake fluid and your differential oils. And that could be for your rear differential or if you have a four-wheel drive, your front differential. And I'm going to add this to it too, Trey. That Escalade you have has got a transfer case, and I want you to do this on the transfer case too. One little secret though, don't tell anybody between you and I, that if you see an aluminum case on a vehicle, if you have an aluminum case or a cast iron case, and what's the difference is the color. The aluminum is shiny, you know, silver. Aluminum always takes an automatic transmission fluid. And the cast case, yeah, the cast case that's dark, dingy looking, and if you knocked on it with your knuckles, you'd have sore knuckles and it'd be bleeding. But that's how heavy metal it is. That takes a very thick 90 style weight. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to actually evacuate. I want you to, now when we say drain, you can drain it if you have a drain pan plug, which the transfer case does have on the back of the transfer case on the Cadillac, the Escalade there. But you can pull the plug out. So look for a drain, a plug on the very, very bottom of the differential, which you will not find. But if you do, this is for everybody too, Trey, you have to take the cover off the differential, which is, you know, kind of a pain to do. Take the cover off and it drains out, dumps out, makes a mess. Then you got to clean it, scrape it, get the old gasket off, always put some silicone insurance, I call it, on with the gasket. Just barely put some silicone there and put the gasket. That's a lot of work though. So what you can do, I want you to evacuate it. Now if you don't have the evacuation machine, quick lubes do. So what we do, we stick a needle. It's a machine that has air compressed, and we stick this plastic see-through needle, kind of like a fiber optic cable. I have different sizes of those, and we just stuff that down that intake port plug that where you're wanting to check it at, you know?
Okay.
We just stick our little fiber optic cable down through that hole until we hit the bottom, and we turn the machine on the whole entire time we're pushing this fiber optic plastic cable down in there, and what it's doing, it's a hollow tube. It's just going to suck all that differential oil right out of the bottom of that differential. Front or rear differential, and that's what we do to make it official, meaning that we've evacuated it, we suck it out, and you could see it's a clear tube. You can see when you're, and you can hear it too. It sucks all the goo, everything. It's got so much power. There's nothing there that you can suck out to hurt the differential, but it does suck all the goo, probably within 3 to 4 inches around that fiber optic plastic tube we're shoving down there. So that, I just want you to evacuate all that, suck that all out. And if you don't have that machine, in fact, here's a little tip too, Trey. You could buy one. They're not that expensive, truthfully, over at Harbor Freight. They're not that much money. But if you don't want to do that, then you can just hire a quick lube to suck that out. Front differential, rear differential, and then I want you to make sure you put the right oil in now. The Cadillac Escalade is different from the other Honda that you have. And,
sure.
And your dad's Cadillac's different too, okay? So the older the car, your Cadillac Escalade's going to need, I believe it's 75/140 synthetic oil. Differential oil.
Okay.
So
now, do I want to put an additive with it, Mark, or just let it bump?
No additive. No additive.
Okay.
And how do you know when you get it so when it's full enough? That plug you pulled out, Trey, to fill it, we want the oil just to barely come out that fill plug, just barely. The old cars, we used to check them when we're doing a lube oil filter service on a customer's car. We used to just pull the plug, put our finger in there, because the holes were so big we could get our little finger in there. Today, the holes are real small. We can't get our finger in there. So what I do is I have a little wire that I stick in there. It's dry wire. As soon as I see wetness on the end, I know how down it is, you know, in fluid, how low the level is. But make sure that you just, we want it to run out. If it gets overfilled, and or when you say additive, yes, there's a lot of additives. But here's the thing. If we put an additive in there, you're really adding an additive in the mix that's already in the oil. So you're adding, I've talked a little bit about this before on the engine oil, you're adding more polymer, you're adding more, basically that cake that we're building, a chocolate cake. You don't want too much flour, it's not going to taste good. So what you're doing by adding an additive, you're adding too much, the oil's already been built correctly, so don't add anything.
Okay.
And by the way, this is for brake fluid too, Trey. Great question. At 100,000 miles, we say goodbye to brake fluid and differential oils. Thanks, Trey.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
very
sir.
Much.
Appreciate it, my friend. Good to have you along, and thank you, Trey, from Southern Illinois, listening to us on the app, and we got to get a radio station in his area. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text them, come.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So relaxing, isn't it, to just sit back and take your time and relax and enjoy. Enjoy that automobile. Enjoy that truck. Enjoy that electric car. Enjoy that gas car. Enjoy whatever you have to get you to and from the grocery store to get your favorite. Oh, I love those snacks. Oh, yeah, those Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, aren't those good? But you have a car that runs to get you there. And if you don't, I'm here to help you all week long. So don't think that you're just listening now for help. Yes, you might be, and I appreciate that. But remember, throughout the whole entire week, folks, you can email me on your time whenever. You never know. I never know. Nobody ever knows when that car, that piece of metal you're driving, that piece of fiberglass you're driving, or that piece of plastic you're driving is going to break. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. Mark Evans is my address. I welcome you over there right now and through the week. Also, have some fun with Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram account is Auto World Media. How do you like how I do my housekeeping? And don't forget our website, autoworldmedia.com. More to come there, of course. But right now, here on the second hour of Auto World, it is time for to have more fun with.
Here's another little practical joke for the driver. When you're going through the toll booth, well, not actually through the booth itself. That would be a big practical joke. I mean, when you're going through the little space in between the booths, when you get up there and the guy sticks out his hand, bargain with him. Try to get yourself a better deal. Tell him you heard it was free Chevrolet day. Tell him it's a used road and you're looking for a discount.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. Hey, good to have you along here in Auto World. That's George Carlin. I love the car, Auto World goodies that he does. It's time now. We have a little time left. The garage door is still open here in the greasy garage, so let's get to the email bag to the left of me. Delivering David, leave the studio and find us some news. Thank you. Delivering David's always here. Thank you. He handed me the hubcap, the email bag, and thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, he's gone. He's going to find us some news, probably for the third hour. We'll sooner or later find out. I did find a good email here in the email bag. Now, let's get to it. And, by the way, the email bag is we print those out through the week. Put them in the email bag. And I try to get to each and every one of them. And I'm so honored and proud to say that there's a lot of you listening, and thank you, because I have a lot of emails from all of you, and I sit down and I email, I type on that board to answer your email questions. I thank you again for all the compliments. Appreciate that. That's my paycheck. It gives me my goosebumps are up right now. My hair's standing straight up in both arms, and my head, back of my neck is, because I'm so excited to know that. And so could we pull a few of them out to share with you on the live air, of course, to let everybody else listen to the email. If you do not want me to air it live, just say don't, Mark, but please help me. But I can do this one. This is from Lynn. So let's get Lynn's email here before we run out of time on the second hour. And Lynn says, hi, Auto World. Quick question about my electric fuel pump. My car is a Chevrolet Impala, has 105,000 miles on it now. Would it be a good idea to have it replaced now before it goes out? Preventive maintenance is the key, right? With a question mark. And she says, awesome show. Lynn, tuning in from Sturgis, South Dakota. Lynn, thank you. Sturgis, South Dakota, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to one of our affiliates there in Sturgis. In fact, a new station that's been with us probably about pretty close to a month now. Shout-out to KBFS. AM 1450, Spearfish, Sturgis, South Dakota. And, of course, KBFS AM 1450 gets into Sundance, Wyoming area also. It's good to have you folks along. Thank you. Lynn, thanks for bringing them in, too. Appreciate that. Each and every one of you in between the towns. We only have so much time, so I can't say all the towns that station covers, but a lot. And I do appreciate it. Good to be in Sturgis. Good question. Great question. An electric fuel pump. Now, you got a Chevy Impala. Didn't tell me the year. See, it does not matter because you are right, Lynn. It does have an electric fuel pump with 105,000 miles on it. Now, electric fuel pump buzzes, doesn't it? It's got a bee down there in the fuel tank going. Bzzz. Do you hear that buzzing, folks? No. You probably don't. Most fuel tanks are all plastic now. They're not metal. Why did they do that? Because they have to breathe. And if you've ever put a fuel tank out in the sun, it goes, and you keep the vent closed, oh boy, does it look like a bomb getting ready to go off. It sucks itself in until she explodes. So, it's all plastic gas tanks now. I think it didn't cost them as much either to make them. Okay, so they save money. They charge us more and save money. Okay, whatever. Well, Lynn, let's do this. Replace your electric fuel pump. And I want to salute you and thank you, and I'd give you a big hug right now because you said it. Preventive maintenance is the key. Key to the future is preventive maintenance. Lynn, at 105,000 miles, like Trey was saying about differential oil, and I put in brake fluid there. After so many miles, folks, parts go out. Parts fail. Parts burn up. An electric fuel pump, you think about this for a minute. Lynn, what kind of gas mileage do you get on that Chevy Impala? That means, what's your range? The range of miles you get per gallon. What does a gallon weigh? Is it like 8 pounds, something like that? 7.89 or something? Anyway, let's call it 8 pounds per gallon. And you're putting in, what, 25 gallons maybe times 8? That's a lot of gallons of liquid in the back tank, Lynn. And you're right. Have you thought about maybe replacing the fuel filter? Have you done that yet? So if you look at and do the math through 105,000 miles divided by the miles that you're doing, I get 22 miles a gallon. Divide that anyway. I'm not going to bring the calculator into this. It's resting today. You say, I've run a lot of fuel through that little electric fuel pump. Lynn, to your answer, replace it. Just get it gone. And by the way, Lynn, replace the whole entire, when they do it for you, do not do this yourself, Lynn. Hire it done. It's about $800 to up to maybe $1,100. You got to pull the fuel tank out to get the fuel module out of the top of that bad boy. Some models, by the way, some of you folks are driving a car that, yes, guess what? Acura MDXs, for example. You can pull the back bottom seat out of the back seat, and there's a little plate you pull off, and you can... You don't have to pull the fuel tank is what I'm saying. You can pull the cover off. Once you get the back seat bottom out of there, you can pull the cover off, pull the fuel pump out yourself, unplug it, put a new one in, plug it back in, put the cover back on, put the bottom of the back seat back in, and you're rocking and rolling for roughly $180 just because of parts. Lynn, your Chevy Impala? I believe not. I'm sorry. Anyway. Let's get it replaced, and you will not be stranded on the side of the road. And don't forget to get the fuel filter replaced too, Lynn. Here's something, a little tip too for everybody. Fuel filter should be replaced. Again, think about how many gallons of liquid has been going through the fuel filter. Well, you don't care how much dirt's going down the throat of your engine, down the injection system, because the holes in the injectors that are spraying the liquid, folks, they're smaller than a hair on my head. So it doesn't take much dirt to plug the holes up in your injectors, which injectors cost money. So if you go ahead and just spend the $55, $75 to have somebody replace the fuel filter, you will not be spending $75 per fuel injector up front underneath the bonnet. For you folks across the pond, Hi, guys, over there in Virgin Islands. Oh, I love the color of your water. Oh, it's beautiful. Anyway, fuel pump, Lynn, thank you. Get it replaced. Fuel filter, yes, I agree. And do what Trey's doing there, too. Not Troy, Trey. Trey, Southern Illinois. There, let's get the differential fluid there out of your transmission replaced, too. Lynn, get her done. Absolutely. Do a transmission service. 105,000 miles. Get the brake fluid flush too, by the way. See how I just spent all your money, Lynn? Anyway, I've got some great gifts for you, Lynn. Send me a, from Sturgis, send me an email address that I can send you some great gifts. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the second hour. We got some special fun stuff. Maybe even some more fun with George Carlin coming your way. Drive safe. Motor on.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bumbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hillbillies.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.